This is the Exxon Broadcast Network, broadcasting worldwide on broadcast affiliates and satellite program providers, including CNN Broadcast Network, Sirius Satellite Network, Star Media, Good News Radio Network, Angel Broadcast Network, Wiki Broadcast Network, and WPBN-TV. For more information on the X-Zone Broadcast Network, visit us at www.xzbn.net.
All Hit Radio!
To the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
And welcome back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. We're coming to you from our broadcast center in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. And around the world on the Starcom radio network. My guest this hour is Leo Leon Zagami, and we're going to be talking to Leo about, well, the last pope, the Vatican, the Illuminati, Freemasonry, and much more. Joining me now is Leo Leon Zagami, and Leo, welcome to the X Zone.
Yes, it's Leo Lyon Zagami. As Lyon is the family, it comes from Scotland, of Lord and Lady Slatmore, the famous castle of Glamis. Oh. So the pronunciation is obviously Lyon.
You see, I'm here in Canada, and I was born in Quebec, and that's the French-Canadian coming out on me, so I apologize
absolutely,
for that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Hey, welcome to the show. Great having you with us. How are things over in Italy today?
Well, it's in the middle of the night, so I guess pretty fine.
Tell me, let our listeners know about yourself. Tell us about you.
Leo Lyon Zagami is born on the 5th of March 1970 in Rome, Italy. I come from an aristocratic family background, and I had from the age of 23 fairly interesting experience within Freemasonry and other secret societies, which are part of what we describe as the New World Order, the so-called network of the Illuminati, because more than one secret society, we can talk about network of mystery schools, secret societies that intermingle, of course, with Freemasonry, which is not a secret society, but a society with secrets. So, and all this, of course, not only in the Western world, but also in the Middle East, in the Far East, thanks to the Sufis, the Lamas, and so on. So I was lucky enough to travel around the world for 15 years as an emissary of one of these secret societies, able to be guested by many lodges in many states on several different missions. That
Leo, are you there? Craig, it seems that we've lost Leo. Leo, are you there? Well, I don't know what happened here. Craig, can you see if we can get him back, please? Leo, do we have you back?
Yes.
Oh, okay, there you are. Great. So you went around the world talking about the Illuminati, the Freemasonry, and let's start.
Well, I didn't go around the world. I was inside these lodges for many years.
I see.
From 1993 to 2006, I was also director di aula of the Fraternitas Rosicruciana Antigua, which is an ancient Rosicrucian fraternity. I was a member of the United Grand Lodge of England, then of the regular Grand Lodge of England. I was a member of the Supreme Council of Prince Aliada di Monreale.
My goodness.
I became member of the Monte Carlo Lodge. I was raised also to become a 33 degree of the ancient annexed of the Scottish Rite, but also 1995 of the Memphis and Mizraim, which are the Egyptian rites. And I was a member of the Canonbury Masonic Research Center in London, which is one of the leading research centers of the Marquis of Northampton. I myself am related to the Queen of England, so my background is a bit particular, of course.
So tell me, where did your was this because of your family background that you were so heavily involved in all these different societies?
Well, absolutely. I mean, when you have such a family, more easy also because you are not after money, you are after knowledge. In the upper echelons, money is not the problem, as you know. So people tend to regard knowledge as the real deal and also worth a lot in terms of power. And so I was in a lodge in Monte Carlo, known also as the Masonic Executive Committee, which had a lot of military, a lot of people from the banks, people from the security, but also from the, you know, from all the world, I mean, influential parts of the lobbies that tackle with mainly either the military industrial complex or the pharmaceutical one. So these are the two main ones that I was involved in.
So tell me, Leo, in what way is the Illuminati and Freemasonry involved in the Vatican affairs?
Well, you see, Freemasonry started as an organized structure of many lodges into many, several then, grand lodges 3 centuries ago. And since then, nearly 3 centuries ago, because actually in two years from now, we will have this anniversary, which is 2017, the first 300 years of organized structure of big grand lodge, which puts together many small lodges, which before operated independently. What was the exact question you wanted to know?
In what way is the Illuminati... And
the Illuminati then is born within the Freemasonry structure as an organization by Adam Weishaupt, but exists before that and even before Freemasonry as an ancient mystery school that goes all the way back to ancient Atlantis, passing through the Alexandrian school of Egypt. And so we have a very ancient history, which is intermingled with many different mystery schools. And this is a very complex topology and a hierarchy structure. So what I do is I define the Illuminati network as something different from the Illuminati born in 1776. That was an emanation called Illuminati of a structure which is being called many different ways, because usually they give the real name only to the initiate. A lot of organizations give outside names to confuse the people. And then to the actual initiate who enters the temple and gets initiated, he gets the real name of that secret society. But we can say that the Western initiatic system is pretty compact and is very every compartment has their own secrets, so nobody can really understand the whole structure if you have not been initiated in many secret societies. This happened to people in the past, but these days it's very difficult because a normal person in his daily life who is not an aristocrat, who doesn't have the funds to do it and go around the world, they will not be able. That's why the agents of the Illuminati have to be people that are not in it for the money, but for the knowledge.
So who are the secret chiefs, invisible masters, unknown superiors behind the secret societies, Leo? And how are they connected to the UFO phenomenon and the prophecies?
Well, there is a direct connection both to the UFO phenomenon and to the prophecies from these secret societies. In fact, we know the direct involvement of the Ordo Templi Orientis with Aleister Crowley, Hubbard, and then Jack Parsons from that became, you know, the rocket missile scientist involved in evoking the Antichrist from the desert. And soon after that, we had the appearance of what happened in Roswell. But the same day of Roswell, there was that famous document from the BSRA of Maid Lane that connected to another secret society, which was the Servants of Light of Dion Fortune, that were actually in opposition with the Crowley's current of evil that emanated always from the fracture inside the Golden Dawn. That's where the war started, within the Golden Dawn secret society. And then the entities that started to appear, and of course, Madeleine kind of warned about what was going on, and this document surfaced, I think, 3 years ago in the, as you know, as in the FBI vaults, But it's not the FBI who made this document. It's actually Madeleine warning about what these entities were coming from the ethereal plane, from an interdimensional plane. So for the Illuminati and for those mystery schools of ancient, these entities are not really, they don't perceive them in the same way we do. And of course, the Ordo Templi Orientis is very important in all this, because the lodge that was born in Hollywood in 1935 then was moved with Parsons to what became the observatory in Pasadena, the Palomar, the Mount Palomar Observatory. And then from there, of course, we have the first contactee with this George Adamski himself, created the Royal Order of Tibet, connected also himself to the Theosophical movement. And in the Theosophical movement, we find all these people. The Illuminati structure already for many thousands of years has this communicators, these people who transcend and were able to communicate with these invisible secret chiefs, who themselves sometimes were human beings which guested the spirit of these alien masters, or they were themselves alien, completely alien. And of course, a description of this is given by MacGregor Mathers of the Golden Dawn in his description of the secret chiefs, the unknown masters that really gave birth to the Golden Dawn itself in the midst of this secret society.
Wow. So, why isn't the information, the truth, the conspiracy, the cover-up about UFOs just made possible for everyone to see the proof? Why is it such a hidden agenda for so many people?
Well, it's very interesting. For the first time, thanks to CCC Publishing in San Francisco, they have the courage to bring what I already brought to the Italian and then the Japanese, actually the Japanese and then the Italian, which is a lot of knowledge that has not been made available beforehand by credible sources. Because when you tackle this kind of phenomenon, you have to have an academic perspective. In Italy, for example, then we have the people like close to Stephen Greer, people like Roberto Pinotti, himself a Freemason, but also close to the Vatican, close to NATO. There is some cover-ups that are acted by secret societies together with intelligence services. This is a very complex hierarchy and structure, and cover-up, because contact with these beings means power and knowledge.
All right, but how do we know it's real? How do we know it's just not a fairy tale?
Well, the people who are actually having this kind of contact are not really interested in telling you the truth.
Why not? Why
because
not?
Because they are getting technology and they're making themselves powerful by being in contact with these entities that, as you know, they are from different species, of course, but some are more inclined to the demonic, being in a kind of deal with these terrestrial forces that operate the New World Order, you know. And these forces are very negative because they want to control us, enslave us. So they're, by manifesting themselves, they will have to rediscuss their whole control system. But to do that, they have to wait the moment in which we are all microchipped. So gradually, you get to the point of microchipping. You are microchipped. At that point, the aliens will tell them who they are.
So tell me, Leo, have you ever seen a UFO? Have you ever seen an extraterrestrial?
It only happened once in my life, in 1993, in April 1993. It happened while I was doing the magic of Abramelin the Mage, which is the 6 month ritual, which was attempted only by a few occultists, because it takes six months to tell who they are.
Wow. So when it comes to the secret societies and working with the extraterrestrials, what would happen if the information was leaked out? What would happen if everyone knew about it? How would that change the world? And when we talk about the technology that they've given, or that they're working with the industrial complex, I don't see any vast changes in technology that could even support that.
They're given.
Hello? Exonation, it seems that we're having a bit of a communication problem with our feed with Leo. He's in Italy. And Leo, are you still...
Hello, yes. You hear me now?
Yes, I can now. Thank you.
Yes. So as I said, the aliens are basically running a program whereby until we reach a certain, at least the advanced aliens, the upper beings, until we reach a certain level, and that means at one point having also to leave eating, for example, meat and killing animals, because until we are at that level, for them we are too primitive to have contact with, we are impure.
Well, the people that they're having contact with, I'm sure, eat meat. Why are they selecting to contact and have contact with the secret societies, the certain industrialists, certain government officials?
Because those are different entities. Kali Yuga, which is this manifestation of time, mm-hmm. and it refers to Kali, in the context of certain entities, meat and the use of wine during the rituals to evoke them is more proper. With other entities, if you eat meat, you can't even enter the temple to evoke such entities. So the contact, or those ultra-dimensional portals, which are usually temples located mm-hmm. around the world. So, I mean, there is a certain rules that are indicated for contact.
Then if there's certain rules for contact, why are so many non-members of these secret societies claiming that they are having contact with extraterrestrials? They are having visitations with extraterrestrials. They are being abducted by extraterrestrials.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is part also of my work, to make people understand why certain entities need man and need their energy fluids, their sexual fluids, their actual energy. In a vampiric way, most of the times, these genies operate, how we call them in the Middle East, this kind of mm-hmm. of alien forces are not positive, those who actually appear more easily than the angelic or the upper level, the Elohim, the ones that helped Moses create what he created and reach that level that made God, which was himself, you know, mm-hmm. at that point, we're talking about Elohim, they're messengers of God, which give him these laws, these Ten Commandments. I mean, that is, for example, talking with aliens of a superior nature. But if you talk with inferior beings, mm-hmm. well, that's been going on for many years. In fact, Adamski himself wrote in his 1953, I think, or 54 book, which was Flying Saucers, talking about the Count of Gabali. The Count of Gabali, he himself mentioned about this text, which is the five conversations in the secret arts of the Count of Gabali, which comes from the 4 centuries ago. And there is behind this, of course, also the Jesuits. But you know this text?
No, I don't.
Well, as I said, Adamski referred to it, and it's very interesting. I will point out on all those who are listening now, because mm-hmm. for the first time he talks about the abductees, and he himself was a contactee. And as you know, there is very big difference between sure. these two terms. So how did Adamski talk about the abductees before the abductees actually existed and were announced by what became the UFO community? Because, of course, they've been existing for hundreds of years. And the Count of Gabali, for the first time I published inside Volume 4, the correct commentary and translation of this ancient text, so people can really see for how long the abduction and also the interbreeding phenomenon with the aliens has been going on. All this in a very, as I said, academic perspective, because we have to go out of the conspiracy reality into this reality of conspiracy, which is very different.
I have a problem trying to wrap my head around the entire UFO extraterrestrial existence with lack of evidence. I'm a realistic person.
Yeah, but in the secret societies, this lack of existence doesn't exist. Actually, they have the proofs and evidence, and they make those proofs and evidence in those secret societies their point of strength. Because if you have a report of that kind, mm-hmm. and this, I mean, is quite obvious from what the SS was doing with Himmler. If you have this kind of report, you keep it closed doors in a temple, and you use it for contact. You don't show it to the people.
Okay, so why the secret societies? Why do these societies have to be secret? And here we are in the year 2015. Isn't it time that they abolish secret societies, that everyone is on the same level?
Great. I mean, that would be great. I've been fighting to make everything that is secret public, and this cost me an accusation of espionage, imprisonment. I lost not only money, but the possibility of seeing my son for the last 7 years, who has been brought away by a sect in the hands of a CIA imam that lives in the U.S., which is called Fethullah Gulen. I fought the PST, the security services in Norway, over an accusation of espionage until February 2010. I have also been interned at the same time for supposed mental illness, which is not possible when you have at the same time all your money and everything confiscated for espionage in another country, because this happened in Italy when I came back, because I was pushed by the U.S. State Department to leave Norway in 2008 in July, when I was stopped and arrested by the PST in Norway under accusation of espionage, which lasted, as I said, until February 2010, and then they just dropped the case. Here we are talking about something that has cost me a lot in terms of life, because I've been fighting a war politically here in Italy. I fought a war politically in Italy. We ended up with the police smashing my door at 9 o'clock in the morning and being basically the government of the Bilderberg, held by the present prime minister in Italy, Matteo Renzi, got a magistrate, a doctor, and a mayor to sign papers to get me blocked for 12 days. I took 3 lawyers to get out. This was last year, in 2014. So, I mean, this is a war here.
Wow.
It's not a joke. So, I mean, I talk about it, but I know that you are a policeman and know that I work a lot with police forces. I have a lot of police here in Italy. All the Vatican police that you have in the surrounding of the St. Peter's and stuff, these are all my friends, and they will tell you they are also my first fans, because I try to bring the truth out, not the rubbish.
You know, it's almost ironic that here you are trying to bring the truth out, and you're going through so much hell.
Well, it's not ironic. It's just that the powers that be, the occult governments, they don't want this truth to come out. I mean, everybody knows amongst the police forces at the moment in Rome that the ISIS is a creation of Mossad and the CIA, financed by the Emirates, and that they will try a terrorist attack on Rome, and it's all a scam. But in any case, police forces will die during this attempt of this terrorist attack. So this is terrible. This is really the hypocrisy of this civilization, in which now the truth has to be said by Russian Today, because Fox, CNN, and all the rest just talks rubbish. I mean, this is how we are living now in the NATO dictatorship. We fought with the fall of the Soviet Union. We will know the truths about aliens. We will know the truth about everything. Instead, the only truth came from the Soviet Union, because the U.S. never told anything. So, I mean, we are in front of a situation of great injustice, in which the beacon of freedom, which was supposed to be on our side, is shifting instead on the other side. This is crazy. And why is that? Because Kirill, the great patriarch of the Russian Orthodox Church, has opposed the microchipping, the 666, the mark of the beast. He has opposed, and at the same time, he has said what the UFOs are, when they are those entities which are demonic. And he talked about angels and demons. This is the patriarch of the Orthodox Church. He's not an ignorant guy.
So where does the Vatican sit in all of this? Between secret societies, extraterrestrials, aliens, the Illuminati, Freemasonry. What part does the Vatican play, and what part does the Pope play?
Well, unfortunately, a very evil part, because they are part of the problem. While the Orthodox Church is opposing the microchipping, is opposing certain things, and is telling the people the truth about the alien phenomena, the Vatican, with Padre Balducci, deceased the people, because he himself was a demonologist, but he never really linked ufology with the demonology. He first was a demonologist. Then when his career as a demonologist went in trouble after he published a book on rock music that was in the hands of the Illuminati, at that point the Vatican said, no, you can't talk about that, you go on something else. And he went to talk about ufology without linking instead demonology and ufology, because this is a very important link that the Vatican, for example, has the Jesuits both in charge of the demons as the biggest exorcist and in charge of the astronomical powers. They are the ones at Mount Graham. So as you can see, the Jesuits have put now this Pope, this emergency Pope. That's why it's very important in my book, Pope Francis, the Last Pope, ? The link, which is also between the prophecies and the UFO project, UFO phenomenon, sorry. And of course, this end of time scenario with supposed Antichrist manifesting, which of course is not only a current, but will manifest in a real and proper person, which could be more than anybody else. Of course, Prince William. But we are talking about bloodlines that, of course, are in charge of power, like the one that is in charge of the power of Canada, which is the British, of course, monarchy.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think Prince William is the Antichrist?
We are saying that amongst all the candidates for this Antichrist figure, Obama and Prince William are the strongest one in the current, but we can say very clearly also that Prince William has in his hands the genes that could actually face him with a choice to go one way or the other, while instead Obama is literally built to be totally evil 100%, and his figure is definitely not going to fade away with the fact that he's leaving the presidency of the USA. You will see Obama still being very important in this scheme of events in the next few years, which will see the prophecy materializing more and more. That's why Pope Francis, the last pope, is about a possible last pope, because after this, the church will never be the same. And so also the figure of the pope is already changing in something completely different. For the first time in history, we have Pope Ratzinger behind walls, close there, who is the real pope to all effects. But then we have Pope Francis, which is this acting pope on behalf of a structure of the Jesuits, which is the intelligence of the Vatican, which itself has started a gradual UFO disclosure by starting these meetings with this association called CIFAS, with a guy called Bibolotti. And Bibolotti, these people also from the ICUN, they are all working together with the Vatican to monitor this phenomena, which they themselves know, of course, it's very important, the moment in which this phenomenon is revealed, how it interacts with the religions that are established, and mainly the Catholic one.
So am I correct in saying that there is a shadow Vatican, like there's a shadow government?
Absolutely. And I show for the first time in my book, Pope Francis the Last Pope, also documents of this shadow, for example, even office of the CIA within the special, it's called COS department within the Vatican, which is consists of CIA agents, and how it all works with these secret societies and these knighthoods, and these renewed Templar knighthoods, which have been coming out of Freemasonry, but are still controlled firmly by the Jesuits and the Vatican. And they use for their intelligence operations, for their geopolitical operations, often, especially when it came down to Ukraine. The Ukraine problem started by CIA and America working within the church organization to destabilize the Orthodox reality in Ukraine. So churches are very important in manipulating power.
Leo, please stand by. You and I have to take a couple of commercials. We'll be back shortly. ExoNation, our guest this hour is Leo Lion Zigami. For more information, www.cccpublishing.com. I'm Rob McConnell. This is the X Zone. I'll be back on the other side of this short break as we continue live and around the world on the Starcom Radio Network. Don't go away.
proving to be the government's deadly assassin, gifted psychic Kahara Mitchell, went AWOL and ended up buried under rubble in the wake of a great tsunami. She regained consciousness far from Earth on the medical ship of a Daggeronian intergalactic fleet. Has she been rescued or abducted by aliens? The Chalice of Kari, Kahira O'Donnell's latest paranormal science fiction romance, is the passionate story of an Earthwoman and her destined mates, twin kings from another galaxy. Kahara uses her gifts fighting alongside Lords Rom and Ra in a war that will determine the destiny of galaxies. The Chalice of Kari by Kahira O'Donnell is now available at KahiraO'Donnell.com or at Amazon.com.
Situation? Then consider David Champion, a psychic medium for more than 20 years with thousands of readings under his belt. David Champion will make you feel comfortable. He has proven to be honest and accurate. He's a straight shooter. There's no guesswork. What he sees is what you get. While he is a medium, most of the calls focus on relationships. Not only love, but work, school, neighbors, and more. Need help with finding a job and preparing for the interview? Are you dealing with people who are obstacles in your path? For more information, go to davidchampion.com, $1.50 per minute, paid by credit card, with a minimum of 30 minutes. For your reading with David Champion, call 1-877-702-8598. That's 1-877-702-8598. What if someone told you could live to be 120? Would you believe him? What if he told you the Bible guaranteed it? All you needed to do was follow his rules and buy his products. Would you do it? What if you invested 20 years of your life in him? What if he tested his substances on your child? What if your child became brain damaged as a result? Meet Dr. Tyler Belknap, a fast-talking Texas admin turned health guru. At the helm of a vast health food and supplement empire, he has established himself as the authority on nutrition and longevity. But what his followers don't know is that his products are laced with bizarre psychoactive substances from genetically modified plants developed in his very own secret lab. No wonder his customers can't stop using them. Tyler Belknap will stop at nothing to keep his edge in the market, even if it means experimenting on children. Chasing 120, a story of food, faith, fraud, and the pursuit of longevity, a novel from the pen of political cartoonist Monty Wolverton, is an easy and entertaining read full of rich characters and intrigue. It hits home in a world filled with all kind of hucksterism and offers a glimpse of what can happen when GMO technology falls into the wrong hands. Chasing 120 by Monty Wolverton. Get your copy today at www.ptm.org/120 or on Amazon.com.
Alien Cosmic Expo will be held in Brantford, Ontario, June 26, 27, 28, and will feature 24 internationally acclaimed experts and researchers of UFOs, crop circles, alien abductions, and much more in this three-day 2015 summer Canadian event. Experts in the field of extraterrestrials and alien encounters, out-of-body experiences, past life regression, soul reading, psychic and mediumship will all be presented with professionalism, integrity, and credibility, making the Alien Cosmic Expo the largest event of its kind in Canada for 2015. The exhibitor hall will feature a spectacular lineup of gifted mediums, psychics, astrologers, channelers, aura photography, healers, as well as books, DVDs, alternative health products, crystals, jewelry, and much more, completing the venue with something for everyone. For all information and to purchase your tickets for the Alien Cosmic Expo, go to www.aliencosmicexpo.com. That's www.aliencosmicexpo.com.
Hi, this is Ken Elliott. When I'm floating around the universe, I always try to tune in to Rob McConnell.
Hey, hello there, Trinity Frog on Sesame Street. When I want to find out what's going on with UFOs or ghosts, I listen to the X-Zone with Rob McConnell.
This is Les Corrigan from Target Internet Development. You're listening to Rob McConnell on the X-Zone Radio Show.
This is John Hogue, Prophecy Scholar, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome back, everyone. Leo Lion Zagami is our special guest. www.cccpublishing.com. Tell me, Leo, what is the actual structure of the New World Order? What is its pecking order?
Okay, we can say that there is a structure for materialistic power and a structure for spiritual power, of course, because that leads directly to the religions. And of course, the Vatican plays a leading role in the organized religion structure together with the Zionists. So, I mean, they have their own thing there regarding religion. When it comes down to the military industrial complex, there is a transnational lodges network called Your Lodges. These transnational lodges are very influential, like the one from that is guided by David Rockefeller. Is called the Free Eyes Lodge, with Harry Kissinger is still one of the most influential. Then we have also the Ator Pentalpha Lodge, in which you have the Bushes, and in which was initiated in 2009 al-Baghdadi from ISIS. And in the 70s, we had also Osama bin Laden, initiated by Zibrinsky in Pakistan, inside the structure of international, transnational lodges called the Your Lodges, which are very influential, very powerful. And I brought this evidence thanks to the testimony of a worshipful master in Rome, who has deposited all the documentation also in a legal, in free legal, how you say, structures, both to for his security and also to guarantee that this information will come correctly outside in the open gradually. So, I mean, I've been working on bringing reliable information on the structure, which also involves other secret societies apart from Freemasonry, that are much more secret, much more elitarian, and of course that include from the university, for example, a secret society like the Skull and Bones, to the Bohemian Grove, to the more paramasonic and known society like the Trilateral created by Rockefeller and Agnelli, or the Bilderberg Club, which was created by Prince Bernard Ali with the Vatican and with the, of course, a structure of power coming from the US into Europe, which was very important to create a kind of club where the aristocracy could meet up with the Americans. And that was the, definitely is the Bilderberg Club, for example, that is meeting in a few days in Austria, which is very influential because they have the top economists, they have the real key lobbyists of today.
Let me ask you something. Since you're coming out with all this information, you're blowing the whistle on the Illuminati, the New World Order, the Vatican, is your life at risk?
Well, it has been in the past, and as I said, I was arrested, I was locked up, very bad things happened. I was tortured. It wasn't, as I said, an easy thing to take on board the actual responsibility of bringing out this information, which is not only, as I said, the Freemasonry, but some secret society that come from the Illuminati tradition of Adam Weishaupt, which is very manipulatory, very pragmatic. Mm-hmm. But now, for example, thanks to the also some historian friends and academics like Joseph Wages and others, Reinhard, they brought out this book called The Secret Wisdom, The Rituals of the Illuminati, for example, making a great favor to mankind. And that's why now in France they were recently awarded by the Policy Studies Organization, because for the first time they give us reliable information about what has been a myth in popular literature and on the web, that's open for possibilities of research. This is actually an award, it's written on the award they received, and the same work they do is the work I do with my trilogy Confessions of an Illuminati, and also with this fourth volume that goes directly into the mystery also of the invisible masters and the secret chiefs. It's risky, at all effects, it's risky, and I've lost also a lot of money. Mainly, initially, it was only the money, but then I lost also a son, which was a great thing.
Sure.
They poisoned me. They poisoned me, and this means that I ended up in hospital. They actually created acts of sabotage towards my family, and they tried to break into my house to steal the archives, sending actual thugs to do that, and they were discovered and chased by the police. And I mean, there has been consequences in real life, and they were not pleasant. But I think that the fact that I come from a certain bloodline, and I mean, my bloodline is not a secret bloodline. You can go simply and inform yourself on who is my father and my mother's side, and you will see. I mean, if you go into my mother's side, it goes directly to the Queen of England, which is very influential, of course. On my father's side, instead, we go to the Sacred Roman Empire, German side, also apart from the Sicilian side, which is very intermingled with the center of power, which is, of course, also the Vatican here in Rome. In Italy, there is structures who are fighting each other, even within the Vatican. So the Vatican is not all 100% evil. There is some people who want to reveal the truth, but they are a minority, of course. Like, they are a minority of honest people nowadays in Freemasonry, but there is also a lot of honest people in the ordinary lodges of Freemasonry that have nothing to do with Satanism, but now they have been infiltrated, for example, in the US, but also in Canada, by the Ordo Templi Orientis, which, with the excuse of Thelema, and this Ordo Templi Orientis, in the English version, which now is known as Tifonian Order, with Kenneth Grant, is completely linked to the alien phenomena, because they like to keep the contact with these entities secret. I hope that we can open up these secrets to the public. But of course, it's a risk that we are taking at CCC Publishing. Brad himself, he is a very courageous. He told me this week that he's ready with his lawyer, ready with everything. So when the Confessions of the Illuminati comes out in January, I tell you, it's going to stir up a lot of problems, because in any way I brought into the fold documentation, hard evidence, witnesses, and organizations that are basically on the payroll of the Illuminati network, like Scientology, Ordo Templi Orientis, Temple of Set, and all the various secret societies intermingled with this, and also the more influential ones connected to the military-industrial complex, not only in the intelligence and the safe psyops activity, but also in the money activities and all that. Well, once exposed, they will probably react. So we are ready also, of course, with a team of lawyers in San Francisco, and I think San Francisco is the best city in the world to fight this battle, because we are also going, in a way, into the heart of the enemy, because it's in California that these entities and these secret societies of the demonic side have sprung up since the 60s more than anywhere else in the world.
See, you've got me a little confused, because you're telling me how powerful these secret societies are, and, you know, how they go right to the Vatican, and they're very influential, this, that, and the other thing. And yet, you're talking about lawyers.
Yeah, well, we have also, I am myself a grandmaster of a secret society, but which is regularly registered, has a headquarters in Florence, and has very good lawyers within, police forces, security people, intelligence, military.
Oh, okay, but all right. But what I'm getting at here?
Just a second, please.
Whoa.
Sure.
Thank you. What I'm getting at is, with all this cloak and dagger, wouldn't it be just as simple for them to assassinate you? Game over.
Because I've been a bit more clever by being the grandmaster of my own secret society, which I brought out of the fold, and you can see the history on the internet, in 2008 after this conference in Nice, out of the Monte Carlo Lodge setup. I brought with me also certain amount of papers of documentations, and this I spread equally amongst the members of my society. So if something happens to me, they will automatically use them themselves. So it would be useless now to stop. Basically, they would have to kill all of the members of the secret society.
So what
but
is?
We make
what is,
sure that nobody knows who they are.
What is your goal?
Well, my goal is to make people aware, because here in Italy, for example, after the publication of my book, so we were able to create such a stir that we actually, you know, people rioted in the streets here in Italy. I mean, I was on national TV. There was a real revolution. For the first time, the police took their helmets off in Turin during a manifestation. I mean, you are bringing truth to the people. People are going to get angry. Of course, people are not all going to believe you. But if you start becoming credible, getting behind you a good set of, as I said, when it comes down to lawyers, I come from a family of lawyers and of judges for many centuries in my family also. Mm-hmm. So law is the basis, because here we have to move against a monster. Right. And if you want to move against the monster and you don't have the lawyers, or you don't have the security forces and the intelligence forces with you, I have my own security and intelligence operatives.
All right, but I understand all that.
I can give
understand.
You the names of some of them.
No, no, that's fine. But I'd like to get a word in edgewise sometimes. When we're talking about all these secret societies, we're talking about the Vatican, we're talking about the different organizations, the Illuminati, John Q. Public is more interested in his family, putting food on his plate, the real threat of ISIS, and national security. How is this going to change anything that affects John Q. Public?
Because John Q. Public needs to know that ISIS is being created by his own government.
What you're saying is that ISIS was created by the United States of America.
Absolutely. We have evidence of this, and it's rubbish to say otherwise. Mm-hmm. And Turkey and Erdogan has been bringing in weapons on behalf of the United States through Turkey into Syria. And this was filmed 4 weeks ago by a journalist, of course. This was very important now for the elections that currently took place in Turkey. Right. So after the president losing nearly 50% of the votes, partly also because people have seen the hypocrisy of this structure. We are talking here about people who are working for the Caliphate Rising. And the Caliphate Rising is not only the fundamentalists of ISIS, but it's also the Turkish who are living around the corner from your from where you are now, and who have the famous Gulen schools of Fethullah Gulen, who is this big CIA agent and imam who lives now in Pennsylvania, because if he goes back to Turkey, he will be shot on the spot. So, I mean, there is a war going on there, but you need to know who they are. I was infiltrated inside the Islam for a long time. I know the real story about the Sunni, the Shiites, and everything that's going on now in contemporary world. And there is a lot of corruption. And you will never imagine that a book by Fethullah Gulen has the preface written by Thomas Michel, who is the secretary of the Interreligious Dialogue of the Jesuits, who now lives like a Muslim in Turkey. And he's a Jesuit. So the Jesuits act within the ISIS with people like Padre Dell'Oglio, who was officially kidnapped but is actually living in training camps
ISIS. So let me ask you this. Who do we trust?
Trust only yourself and the information that you can prove in front of you to be corrected. But I can tell you, when it comes down to governments, they're all lying in the West. I'm sorry.
How about the East? How about the East? Do the governments in the East lie? Do the governments in Europe lie? Or is it just the West?
Russia, I've been many times in Russia. I've been working with Russia many years ago on the cultural perspective and so on. And I've been able to be guested directly by Vladimir Putin. Is now taking a very strong stand, because they are taking a stand together with the Orthodox Church to defend the ultimate Christian values that the West is not defending any longer. Compromising such values means going all the way to hell, like the prophecy. You know, I mean, this is where the UFO myth comes into reality.
I see.
Because when you are Gog and Magog, and you, in 1947, start to see this unfolding. Mm-hmm. In 1952, when the UFOs passed on Washington, they were greeting Jack Parsons, like, you know, that's what the wife said, but that's the truth. And when the wife said about Jack Parsons why the UFOs were greeting, they said, the Order of Ivas is greeting them. I mean, this is to do with the higher orders.
Leo, we have to say so long for tonight. I want to thank you so much for joining us. Very interesting. very controversial.
Well, thank you very much.
And
thank
I'll be looking much. Forward to speaking to you again in the future. Take care of yourself.
I hope will go on CC Publishing and get my books, because it's very important to get an in-depth view thanks to my books.
All right. Thanks very much, Leo. Take care of yourself. Exo Nation, Leo Lion Zagami has been my guest. www.cccpublishing.com. Strange. I don't know.